USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Idaho police on Wednesday released a description of a car that was in the area of the house where four University of Idaho students were brutally murdered 3 weeks ago. In a Facebook post Wednesday, police posted pictures of a white 2011 to 2013 Hyundai Elantra as the car they are looking for. The vehicle has unknown license plates. U.S. officials are announcing Brittany Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. From open borders to the failed Afghanistan withdrawal, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Newsmax overnight says Republicans will hold people accountable in the Biden administration through the Oversight Committee next term. On January 3rd, we'll find out if a California Republican will become Speaker of the House.
In the last two elections, the only Republican entity to win is the House. Our goal was to stop the Biden agenda, win the majority, and fire Nancy Pelosi. We just achieved all that. What we really need to do is find a way that we all come together.
The House is set to give final approval today for legislation protecting same-sex marriages in federal law. President Biden backs the bill and said he will promptly and proudly sign it into law. Authorities in Iran executed a man in connection with protests against the country's ruling party on Thursday. It's believed to be the first person executed in response to the protests, which were triggered by a September 16th murder of a woman in police custody. Her offense was not wearing a head covering properly. Human rights activists are reporting at least 475 protesters have been killed, and 18,000 plus have been detained in the unrest in Iran. USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com. Refundsasap.com.
Mars is really close to Earth tonight with a great view of the red planet. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau reports.
Stargazers will have their best chance to see Mars with the naked eye tonight. The red planet will be on the opposite side of the Earth from the sun, rising in the east shortly after sunset and setting in the west just before sunrise. Experts say Mars won't be this bright again until 2025. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Death machines are big business in Vietnam this week. U.S. and Russian defense firms on Thursday are showcasing weapons and aircraft at Vietnam's first large-scale arms fair. As the two powers vie for influence of arms sales in the strategic southeastern Asian country. The event at the Hanoi Air Base attracted 174 exhibitors from 30 countries, including all large arms-making nations except for China. Peru President Pedro Castillo announced the breakup of Congress and called for legislative elections to draft a new constitution hours before an impeachment debate, escalating a political crisis and putting the Latin American nation's democracy under threat. Members of the Constitutional Court described the move as a coup. December 8th is officially Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day. All you need now is a DeLorean. USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.